Nesechta Soita, Daf Chavav, the second line on Daf Chav Heilman Beis, and the Gemara quotes from Mishnah, Muberes Chaveir Vichulu, and really the Gemara will actually discuss the next case in the Mishnah, which starts as Islandless Uzukino, Vishainu Rilaylaid. If a man is married to a woman who is an islandless, or she's a Zukino, or she's in a Rilaylaid, he gives a kino and he warns her not to seclude herself with a specific man, and she goes and she secludes herself with that man, then it is that she would be also to her husband, but she would not be able to drink from the Mayamurim and be Mavar. Is suffic, as the pasuk says, ki sister ishtoi, that it has to be someone that's royu to be your wife. And since a man has a chiyuv of puravu and he doesn't have another wife and he also hasn't had children yet, therefore he's really also to be married to an islandless zakina and in a rulelid, and therefore you can't drink from the mayim amarim. And Rebbe Lezer states, even though he's not married to another woman and he doesn't yet have any children, however these women are not considered also to him as yachal hu isa ishacheres v'lifris v'lirbis himena, since he has an itza that he could marry another woman and he could do puravu with that woman, and that's why, according to Rabbi Lezer, she would be able to drink from the Mayim Amarim. And Rashi in the Mishnah defines an islandless as dechunisa, the loyalada. It's a woman that will never give birth. This is the way she was born. The aimless simani isha, and she doesn't have simanim of a woman. And therefore, it's not shaykh for her to have children. And Rashi continued, that this woman, originally when she was born, she was able to have children, and only at a later point did she drink a medicine which caused that she would not be able to have children, and therefore Aina Rilele is similar to Zakina in the fact that both of them at one point in their life could have had children, just at this moment they can't have children any longer. And our Gemara begins, Rav Nachman states, Rav Bavu, in the name of Rav Bavu, Machlekes, the Machlekes between Rabbi Lezer Nacham and the Mishnah is only Benegay and Akar of Zakina, and Rabbi Lezer holds that Akar and Zakina can't drink from the Mayim Marim, since they are royal to be married to this man, because he could go and marry another woman in order to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Puravu. But Benegay and Eilis, even Rabbi Lezer agrees to the Chachamim that she would not be able to drink from the Mayim Amarim, even though her husband has an Itza in order to have children by going and getting married to another woman. And Rav Nachman explains the reason why Rabbi Lezer would agree to the Chachamim is based on Xeris Akashiv Shinema, as the Pasuk states, V'nixav Nizra Zara, that if this woman drinks from the Mayim Amarim, nothing happens to her, and therefore we see that she was actually innocent, then she will be able to have children afterwards, and therefore we learn out Mishadaka Lezria, the only ones that can drink from the Mayim Marim are those that are in the pasha of having children afterwards, Yatzu Shein Dak Lazria, and therefore it's coming to exclude an islandless, since it's impossible for her to have children at any point. And as Rashi explains, the ruler Rayim Beinon, you have to have a woman that's shayach to become pregnant, that even though at this point Akar and Zakina cannot have children, but they're in a category of a woman that at some point was possible to become pregnant, Avon islandless mi betin ima lakui hiv lechazia. However, since an islandless is not royal haroyin at all, and even when she was born, she was not royal haroyin at that moment either, therefore, the pasha of Mayim Amarim does not apply to her, and even Rabbi Lezer agrees that she would not be able to drink from the Mayim Amarim. And keep in mind that although in our Mishnah, Daf Chav Dalam and Aleph, the Lashon of the Mishnah was an islandless, a zakena, and she'ena rilelid, however, Rabbi Nachman, when he brings down the Mishnah, he talks about an islandless and a zakena, and an akara, and Ayin Taisis, the Daf Chav Dalam and Aleph, that discusses this point. He says that Rabbi Nachman was leidok, Ayin Sham, and the Gemara continues and will bring a long brisa from a Tesefta, and at the end of that brisa we will see that it will be a question on Rav Nachman. As Meisvei, we have a brisa that states, Hamakanal Arusasa will Shemeres Yavim Shalai, if someone warns his Arusa, or he warns the Shemeres Yavim, the brisa teaches us, actually Konsanistra, Leishoisav Leinetel Sksubasa, that if prior to going and getting married, she was actually Soisa already, then she would not be able to drink from the Mayim Marim. However, Lemaisa, since she's a Safik Saita, therefore her husband would not be able to marry Arusa, and when he gives her a get, she would not receive her ksuba. And even though potentially the Yavam could still do Yibam to this woman, however, if he doesn't want to do so, then she would go out and she would not receive her ksuba. And this is exactly the same din that we saw in the Mishnah that started Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. And as we saw, the reason why if you mekanel Arusas l'shemeres Yavam, they don't drink from the Mayim Marim is based on the fact that the pasuk says Asher Tista Isha Tachas Isha. The only way that she drinks from the Mayim Marim is only if she's actually married, but if she's only an Arusa or shemeres Yavam, that even though the kinyan works and she would be also to her husband and to the yavam, however she would not drink from the mayim hamarim. And the brisa continues on daf chav vav and alv muberes chaveru menekes chaveru leishoy says leinayt lechsuba divrav meya shayrav meya ima leisa adam muberes chaveru menekes chaveru v'nasa yaitzi v'leyachzer ilamis. And we also saw this din in the mishnah on daf chav heyam and alv, and Rameya holds that if Reuven was married to Rachel and she's pregnant or she's menekes and Reuven divorces her or Reuven dies, and the chacham masakin that a man can't marry Muberes Chaveri, Minekes Chaveri, prior to the child being 24 months old and prior to weaning the child off the mother, and therefore the mother is no longer nursing this child. And since Ramea holds that if someone goes and marries Muberes Chaveri, Minekes Chaveri, then we knas that person and he has to give her a get and he can't take her back forever. And therefore Ramea holds that even if Shimon warned his wife while they were married and Rachel secluded herself with that man, that she would still not drink from the Mayim Marim, as the Pasuk says, Ki sister ishtoi, and has to be someone that's roy to be your wife. And since we will require him to divorce her, therefore it's not considered someone that's roy to him, and therefore she would not drink from the Mayim Marim. However, the Chacham argue on Ramea, and they say that this woman could still drink from the Mayim Marim, because Yoytzi Uchshigiyaz Man Lichnei Sichtois, since even though it's true that he has to give her a get, or according to some, he has to at least separate it from her. However, since once this child is 24 months old and is weaned from the mother, then he could go and remarry her and take her back as his wife. Therefore, this woman is still considered roy to the husband, and therefore she would drink from the Mayim Marim. And the Brisa continues, by Reva Shinosa Akara Uzakina, if there's a Bacha who was not married and who did not yet have children, and he married an Akara or Zakina, and the Ein Lo Ishu Baname Akara, and he didn't have a wife and he never had children, Tanakama holds that she would not be able to drink from the Mayim Marim, since she's not a woman that's roy to be his wife, because he has to have children and is a Chiva Puru, and since that Akara and Zakina can't have children, so therefore he can't be married to her, and therefore she would not be able to drink from the Mayim Marim. But the Maisa, since it was Kinyan Sira, therefore when he divorces her, he doesn't have to give her a Ksuba. Rabbi Elazar Ima, as we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar argued in Tanakama, and he says, Yachul Lisa Ishacharis, Beliferis Liberis Himena, we don't consider Akara and Zakina someone that's not ready to be his wife, because Reuven could just go and marry someone else and have children with that woman, and therefore an Akara and Zakina, according to Rabbi Elazar, can always drink from the Mayim Marim. And the Brisa continues, Avam Makanal Arusasal Shemeres Yavam Shaloi, someone warns his Arusa or Shemeres Yavam while she's Arusa and Shemeres Yavam, and then he marries her, or he does Yibum to her, Umishin Nichlison Istra, and only after they're already married and they're full fledged Ishin Isha, then she goes and secludes with that man. So even though the Kinud was at a point when it wasn't Tachas Isha, however, since the Stira happened while she was already in Ishis Ish, therefore, Ishaisa Ilayne Teles Ksuba, so then at that point she has an ability to drink from Mayim Marim, and either she'll drink from the Mayim Marim and be proven innocent, or if she doesn't want to drink from the Mayim Marim, then her husband will divorce her and she would not receive her Ksuba. The Brisa continues with another case where she can drink from the Mayim Marim, Me'uberes u'minekes atzmai Ishaisa Ilayne Teles Ksubasa, that if this Kinu and Stira and Reuven's wife is Muberes or she's actually nursing, then the din is that she would still drink from the Mayim Marim. And Rashi points out that the Chiddush is and we don't say that we should delay the drinking of the Mayim Marim until after this woman gives birth, and in this way you're definitely going to be sure that the child will not be killed. As if she's pregnant and she really was Mizana, then she would potentially die, and therefore the child will die as well. And if her child is less than 24 months old and she's nursing her child, then by the fact that she dies, the child will not be nourished and the child will potentially die as well. And even so, Rashi holds that you will not delay the drinking of the Mayim Marim, and even though she may die, we still force her to drink the Mayim Marim at that point. And Ayin and Taisa deal with Maskel Muberes Atzmai Oishaisa, that he asked, Betema, Amai Islam Lomikle, why do we kill her right away? Mai Ichpislon, Nam Tanacha Taled, why do we wait until she gives birth, or until the child is 24 months old? And as Taisa says, Nemainu Balu, that the child is the Mamun of the Baal, and therefore, why should we give an Einish to the husband because the wife was Mizana? And Ayin and Taisa is how he explains our Gemara. And the Brisa continues with another case that contrasts to the beginning of the Brisa, and in this case, this woman would be able to drink from the Mayim Marim. And the case is, Harayvish and Nosa Akara Zakina V'yeshla Ishu Banim, if there's a young person that marries an Akara Zakina and he warned her and she was Nistra and he already has another wife or he has other children, so in this case Oishaisa Ilayne Tels Ksuba, so therefore she would have a Chiv to drink from the Mayim Marim, as even the Chacham agree that since he has another wife or he already had children and therefore he has ability to Mekayim the Chiv of Puru, he has a right to stay married to this Akara Zakina, and therefore she has a Chiv to drink from the Mayim Marim, and if she doesn't do so, she would not be able to receive a Ksuba. And even though at the beginning of the Brisa we touched the word Hareiva as a Bacha, but Rashi over there also states that Kama Yeled and Ravya, so we're talking about a young person that was previously married, but of course we're not talking about a Bacha, because as the Gemara said, he already has a wife and he already had children. And the Brisa continues, Ishis Mamzel Mamza, if there's a woman that's ready to be married to a Mamza, for example, a Mamzeris or a Gieris, and she's married to Mamzeris properly, the Ishis and Sinul and Sin, or the wife and the Sin who's married to the Sin, the Ishis Ger V'Ever Meshukra, or a woman who's married to a Ger and Ever Meshukra, and it was a proper marriage and there was no Issa involved, the islandless, or there's a woman who's an islandless, Oishaisa Ilayne Tesksuba, in that case, the din is that she has to drink from the Mayim Marim, and if she doesn't do so, then she won't be able to receive Aksuba. And before we continue, let's understand what type of ailments we're discussing in our case. And the Taisa Shans explains that we're talking about a case where this man already had another wife, or he had other children, and therefore it's similar to the case of Akara Zakena, and that's why even Tanakam would agree that she has the ability to drink from the Mayim Marim. And Taisa at the top of the Amid is Vitema, Maigloi Tona, ailments Bahadi Akara Zakena. And Lachira, since this case of an ailment is similar to the case of Akara Zakena, so why don't we include this in the case of Akara Zakena that we said at the beginning of the Brisa, as well as the middle of the Brisa, where the Brisa spoke about the difference between Akara Zakena, whose husband was previously married and previously had children, and they therefore can drink from the Mayim Marim, or if the husband was not yet married and he did not yet have children, that she would not be able to drink from the Mayim Marim, Ayin and Taisis. However, it's Mashman from Rashi, Dibu Mascha, another Amri Kaitano, that at this point of the Brisa, when the Brisa mentions that islanders will be able to drink the Mayim Marim, we're actually going with Fishita's Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer is teaching us that even though she's an islanders, even if her husband was never married and did not yet have children, she would still be able to drink from the Mayim Marim, as he doesn't hold of the din of the Nix of Nizer Zara. As we'll see in a moment, this is Gufa, the Gemara's Raya against Rav Nachman. And after bringing down this long Brisa, finally the Gemara asks this question on Rav Nachman, Tani Mia, but we learned this Brisa, an islanders can drink from the Mayim Marim, and the Gemara says, Tiyufta Rav Nachman, this is a Tiyufta Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman previously stated that all agree that islanders will never be able to drink from the Mayim Marim, and not because she's not ready to be the wife of this man, but because the Pasuk says, V'nixa V'nizra Zara, and since the islanders is not in the Pasha of having a child, therefore she's not included in the entire Pasha of Saita, and she will never be able to drink from the Mayim Marim. But we see clearly from this Brisa that islanders can drink from the Mayim Marim, and therefore it's a Tiyufta on Rav Nachman. And the Gemara continues, Amlecha Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman will respond, Tanoi, that this is not a question on me, because Enechinami, there's Machlekes Tanoim, as to my Svara, Vanoda Amri Kahitano, and I'm going like a different Tano, and I don't hold like this Brisa. The Tana is, we learned in Brisa, Rav Shimon Melaza holds, Islanders, Loi Shoysev, Loi Neitel Ksuba, that an islanders can never drink from the Mayim Marim, and therefore, if her husband gave her Kinoi, and she was Shoysev herself, then she would have to be divorced, and she will not receive a Ksuba. Shenema, as the Pasuk states, Vinixa Vinizra Zara, Misha Daka Lazria, Yatsu, Shein Daka Lazria, and therefore, clearly we see that Rav Shimon ben Elaza holds of this din of Rav Nachman that an islanders will never drink from the Mayim Marim. Rashi in Diba Maschal, another Amri Kaitana, seems to be making a point that Rav Shimon ben Elaza holds like the Shita Rav Elaza, and as Rashi says, that it's mashma from Rav Shimon ben Elaza, the Isla Akar Zakina Shaisis, then all cases of Akar and Zakina will drink from the Mayim Marim, even if their husbands are not married and they don't have other children, and therefore, really, that not really Lekaima, but even so, Rav Shimon ben Elaza holds that they could drink because Yachalhu Lisa Acheris, Velif Fris, Velir Besimena, as Rav Elaza stated. And the proof to this point is, Mendelay Nakad El Islandless, by the fact that Rav Shimon ben Elaza only discussed the case of an islandless, Vinasv Talmud of Vinixor Vinizra Zara, and he brought the Pasuk of Vinixor Vinizra Zara, Velay Mishum to Ein Rui Lekaima, and not because they're not really Lekaima, Alma Rav Elaza Svirle, it must be that Rav Shimon ben Elaza agrees to the din of Rav Elaza, to Yachalhu Lisa Acheris, Velif Fris, Velir Bais, since it's possible for a husband to go get married to another woman and have a child, therefore it's considered Roy Lekaima, and even so, an islanders can still not drink from the Mayim Marim because of the Pasuk of Vinixa Vinizra Zara. And the Mefarshim discussed that Lechira, the Raya of Rav Nachman, could have been, even if Rav Shimon Laza holds like Rabbanon, even if he holds that an Akar Zakena, who were not married and did not have any children, would not be able to drink from the Mayim Marim, but they can drink from the Mayim Marim if the husband was married to someone else or would have other children. Even so, Rav Shimon Laza stated that islanders can never drink from the Mayim Marim based on the Pasuk of Vinixa Vinizra Zara, and we would be able to extend that to the din of Rabbi Lezer, that Rabbi Lezer would also agree to this din. And even though Rabbi Lezer considers that Kara Zakena and islanders as women that are real Lekaima, but even so, an islanders would not be able to drink from the Mayim Marim based on the Pasuk of Nixa Vinizra Zara, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Rabbanon and the Brisa, who stated that an islanders can drink from the Mayim Marim and therefore does not learn the din of Nixa Vinizra Zara of Misha Dakal Azriya, Yatsuzu Shein Dakal Azriya, and they do not agree to Rabbi Shimon Lezer or to the din of Rabbi Nachman. So hi Vinixa Vinizra Zara, my elderly. So what do they do with this pasuk of Vinixa Vinizra Zara, which is mashma that she has to have an ability to have children? And the Gemara answers, they need it in order to teach us this din of the Brisa, as the Brisa states, Vinixa Vinizra Zara, Shem Hoysakar Nifgades de Rabbi Kiva, that the Torah is teaching us that if this woman is innocent, then she will have a bracha, and even if she was not kar originally and she did not yet have any children, so at this point that she drank from the Mayim Marim and was proven to be innocent, so she will have a special bracha and she'll have children. And Amalei Bishmal, so Bishmal said back to Rabbi Kiva, Im Kain, if it's true that they'll have this bracha and she'll be able to have children, Yistru Kol Akaris, so every Akar that doesn't yet have children will act in a manner that the husband will go and give them kinoy and warn them to not seclude with a specific man, and then they'll go and seclude themselves, and then they'll be able to drink from the mayim marim and prove that they're innocent, and the yifka do, and they'll be able to have children. And lemaisa, even though she did something wrong, as she lemaisa had yichud with a man that was not her husband, and in addition, she caused that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be erased into the mayim marim, and even so, the Torah gives us bracha, and she will be remembered, and she'll have children, and this doesn't seem fair. Vizu hovel in nister of sida, that if there's a woman that's a complete tzaddikus and complete snua, and she doesn't want to go and do this etzah and go and be nister with another man, she won't receive this bracha, and she won't necessarily have children. But l'chayyur, that doesn't seem fair. Therefore, Bishmal says, imkei matam alimba v'niksa v'nizr zara. So what do I say? The pasuk of v'niksa v'nizr zara is teaching us shem ha'isi yoledes b'tzar, that if there was a woman that previously had children, but she used to give birth while she had a lot of pain, yoledes b'revach, then in the future she'll have children, and she'll have children while it's easier for her. Nikei v'isiel discharim, if originally she had female children, she'll have boys. And kitzarim, if originally she had short children, yoledes aruchim, she'll have taller children. And if prior to drinking from the mayim marim shcharim, she had da'aka children, yoledes levanim, now that she drank from the mayim marim and she's proven innocent, she will have a bracha that she'll have children with a lighter complexion. Taisus asks of Rabbi Shmuel, Tema, Rabbi Shmuel, Leim Leil Nafshei, why did Rabbi Shmuel ask his own question to himself? Yistru kol yoledes b'tzar v'yoldu b'revach, that every single woman who originally were giving birth and they had a lot of pain, they will go and do stira with a man in order that they should have a bracha and they should be able to have an easier childbirth. And it doesn't seem fair that a woman who's a tzaddikus and a complete snua and doesn't want to have stira with another man will continue to have difficult childbirth. And the other Rishonim explain that the Peshat and Al-Gemara is that in Chinami, Rabbi Shmuel understood that a woman may go through the process of becoming a saita in order to potentially have children. However, for a small revach of having children easier, a woman would not go through the entire embarrassment of being a suffix saita and being taken to the base of Mikdash and going through the entire process of being a saita. And the Gemara continues and discusses the Braisa, Ashes Mamza Lamamza. We stated that if there was a woman who was kosher to a Mamza and is married to a Mamza, and the Mamza warns her and she's Nistra, she would go through the process of Saita and she would be able to drink from the Mayim and Marim. And the Gemara asks, Pshita, the Chari that's Pashat, since they have a kosher marriage, why would you think not like that? And the Gemara answers, Ma'ar Tema, Afusha Psulun Loy Leifish, and maybe the Torah did not let her drink from the Mayim and Marim, as Rashi says, Le Nasa Shalom Bineim, that the Torah does not want to create peace between a Mamza and Mamzeris, Halvai, Lo Yifrov Lo Yerba, as it's better they should not have children, because ultimately all the Darius will be Mamzerim, and maybe Shalay Labra is Mamzerim be Yisrael. The Torah did not give her the ability to drink from the Mayim Marim in order not to increase Mamzerim and Klai Yisrael. And since she won't have the Eitzel drinking from the Mayim Marim, so she will be a regular suffix Saita, and she'll be also to her husband, and they'll have to get divorced. Kamash Blon, that's why the Brisa teaches us that even by Ashes Mamza Lamamza, she would drink from the Mayim Marim. And Lachari, it seems poshut like this because the Torah itself said that a Mamza could marry a Mamzeris, and he can marry a Gyaris, and therefore, Lachari, it's poshut that the Torah didn't have an akpada or be Mabba Mamzerim in this manner, and Tzarech Bia. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Brisa, Ashes Gerva Ever Meshukra, once again, if someone's married to a Ger or to an Ever Meshukra, and it's a kosher marriage, then they would drink from the Mayim Marim. And the Gemara asks, Pshita, the Lachari is also poshut. And the Gemara answers, Maro Tema, you would think that since the Pasuk of Saita starts off, Dabel Bnei Yisrael, so we learn out only to Bnei Yisrael, V'loi Gerim and not to Gerim, Kamash Malon, the Pasha of Saita applies to Gerim as well. And the Gemara asks, maybe we should actually dash and dabble bnei Yisrael v'loy geirim. And the Gemara answers, v'amata ribu yehu, since the pasuk says dabble bnei Yisrael v'amata aleim, that is a ribuy. And the Torah is teaching you that the pasha of saita applies to a Jew from birth as well as to a ger. And Taisus is, how can you say that we learn out from the word v'amata tema v'afikti le'el, but on dafchav dalman alf we already learned l'rabis harusa v'shemeres yavim l'kinoi, that teaches us that if a man gives kinoi to his harusa shemeres yavim, then it's actually a valid warning. And if they secluded themselves, then the Arusa would be asa to the Aris, and the Shemer Selvim will be asa to the Yavam. It's possible that that limud was from the word Alehem, and over here the limud is from Vamata, as both words seem to be extra, Vitzarach Bia. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishdan, Dav Chavdal Medav, which stated, Eishes Kain Shaisa Umuterasil Baila, that the wife of a Kain can drink from the Mayim Marim, and if she does so, and she doesn't blow up, then she'll become Muterasil Baila. And on the first din that the Eishes Kain can drink from the Mayim Marim, Vrek the Gemara Pshita, the Gemara answers that since in the Pasha Saita, the Pasuk states, Vishachav Isha Isa, Shikha Zara, Vinella Me'ina Isha, Vinistra Vahinitma, Ve'ed Ainba, Vahilain Isbasa, and she wasn't forced. Certainly, the only time when someone is not forced that it helps them and that it will be mutter to the husband is only by an Ashes Yisrael. But as we know, an Ashes Kain is also to her husband, even if she was forced and even if she was raped. And therefore, since in the Pasha Saita, we see that part of the Talmud Pasha is discussing specifically in Eishes Yisrael and not discussing in Eishes Kayin, therefore we would think that maybe the entire Pasha of Saita is only discussing in Eishes Yisrael, but the din of the Mayim Marim doesn't apply to Eishes Kayin at all. And as the Gemara states, Ma'alu Tema, you may think, when the Pasuk says, V'hilo Nispasa Asura, it's a miyat that says that only the Eishes Yisrael, who's not forced, would be Asa, Hanis Basa Mutaris, but if she was forced, then she would be Mutaris to her husband, Vizu, but by an Eishes Kayin, Ha'alu Nispasa Asura, since even if she's forced, that she'd be Asa, Emolei Tishta, maybe the entire Pasha of Saita is not referring to Eishes Kayin, and she would not be able to drink from the Mayim Marim. Therefore, Kamash Malan, that although in a Chinami, the Pasuk of V'hilo Nispasa is definitely only discussing the Eishes Yisrael and not an Eishes Kayin. However, an Eishes Kayin still has the din that she could drink from the Mayim Marim. Ayin Taisis Diva Maskel Vizu Hoylin Espasa Asura Emolei Tishta Klal Kamash Malan. And Taisis asked Heimalari that Lachayr Benegida Din of Agar. The Gemara asked Ve'im Hachinami. So Amay Le Parach Hacha. Why didn't the Gemara ask over here Ve'im Hachinami Kid Parach Lael that maybe the din should be that an Eishes Kayin cannot drink from the Mayim Marim based on the fact that the pasuk of V'hilin Espasa is definitely talking about an Eishes Yisrael and not about an Eishes Kayin. Ayin Taisis. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah that we stated that first of all, an Eishes Kayin can drink from the Mayim Marim, and then the Mishnah stated that once she drinks from the Mayim Marim and she's proven innocent, then she would be Mutaris L'Baila. And the Gemara asked, Pshita, Chayr is Pashit, that since she drank from the Mayim Marim and nothing happened to her, so therefore, of course, she should be Mutta to her husband. Now, Chayr, it's not as clear as the Gemara wants to make it, because Chayr, over here, we're talking about an Eishes Kayin, and since by an Eishes Kayin, it's possible that someone raped her, and therefore, maybe the Mayim Marim would not actually kill her because she didn't really do anything wrong, and maybe we should say that she still be Asa to her husband because Lemaisa, there's still a possibility that she's Asa to her husband as a woman who's an Eishes Kayin is Asa to her husband even if she was raped. And Mepharshim discussed this point relevant to the Havmin of Gemara as well as even according to the Maskonis of Gemara. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna explains, Ben Misnavna is talking about where this woman became weaker after drinking from the Mayim Marim, and therefore you may think that she's not Mutaris L'Baila, Kamash Blon, that she's Mutaris L'Baila. And the Gemara asks, Misnavna, Habat Kumaya, if it's true that she becomes weaker, then L'Chayra, it seems that it's clear that the water actually tested her, and we see that she actually, it was Mizana, and the only reason why she didn't die at this point is because she had a schus, which is titled B'mayim HaMarim, and that's why she was only Misnavna V'Hileches, as she starts getting weaker, and Lemaisa, she will die within 3 years, and therefore she should still be Asa to her husband. And the Gemara answers, B'Misnavna Derech Evarim, we're not talking about a case where her legs and the stomach became weak, but her head and other parts of her body became weak, and therefore Maru Tema Hazanuya Zanai, maybe we would say that this proves that she was Mizana, and therefore she should be Asa L'Baila, V'Hodloi Badku Maya Ki Urche Mishum Lo'ina Zanai, and maybe the reason why the Mayim did not check her out and did not actually kill her was because she was an Anusa, and therefore she was not Chayi Misa, but Hashem wanted to show us she is still Asa to her husband because her husband is a Kohen, and a Kohen's Asa to an Anusa, and V'Legabi Kohen Asira, and at least B'Degei a Kohen, she should be Asa, Kamash Malan, that's why Mishnah states in Mutaris L'Baila, that in this case, even though her husband is a Kohen, she should still be Mutter to her husband. As the Meiri says, Kamash Malan Shekfei De Shari Varim Ein HaRaz Nus Klal, that by the fact that her other Varim started hurting her, and it became heavy, that is not a riot that she was Zayin at all, and she would still be Mutter to a Kohen, and the only time that she would be also to a Kohen, or to a regular Yisrael, is if we see that she has difficulty with her stomach, or with her thighs, and therefore we see that she actually was Mizana, and the only reason why the Mayim did not kill her, was because she had a schus that was Taylala. And our Gemara continues, and quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Chav Dal Manav, Eishes Saris Shaisa, the woman that's married to a Saris, who can't have children, would still be able to drink from the Mayim Marim, as although a man has a Chiv, a Puravu, a woman does not have that Chiv, and therefore, does not consider a marriage that's not Roy. And the Gemara is, Pshita, L'chari that's Pashit, and the Gemara answers that since a Saris can't have children, so Ma'or Tema Mibal De Isheich Amr Achmana, that the Torah states, V'at Ki Satis Tachis Isheich, V'chinit Meis, V'yitin Ishbach Eshechavtai, Mibal De Isheich, you would think that the Pasha Saita only applies if your husband is possible to have a regular beer and have children, and since your husband is a Saita and he's not ready to have children, so maybe the Pasha Saita would not apply, Kamash Balan, as Rashi says, that this Pasuk is actually coming to teach us that the only time that the Pasha Saita applies is only if the husband already had beer with her prior to the Boyle having beer with her. And even though it's true that a Saras can't have children, but if a Saras Bashchivu, he's possible and he's in the category of a person who could have beer with his wife, the Avgav La Bazriyu, and even though he can't actually have children. And Rashi explains, when Mishnah mentioned that she was an Isha Saris, we're talking about a scenario where he was a Sriskama and he was sterile through natural causes. However, as Rashi states, we're not talking about someone who became sterile by the act of a person, because over there there's an issue for him to stay married, Mishum, based on the pasuk that states, Layovit Ptua Daka Bekal Hashem. And the Mefarshim discussed that Rashi over here doesn't seem to be the same as Rashi on Daf Chaf Dalam and Aleph, where Rashi said that we're talking about an Isha Saris who had a beer prior to becoming a Saris, Ayin Sham, and Ayin the Mashah, as well as in other Mefarshim. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Dalam and Aleph, Alidei Kol Rayis Mekanin, that if Reuven is married to Rachel, he could warn her not to seclude herself with his father or with his brother, and even though they're Rayis to her, that Kinoi and Stira would still work, and if she actually goes and secludes herself with his father or his brother, then she would be usher to him, and she would have to drink from the Mayim Marim. And the Gemara asks, Pshita, Lechorid and Pashit, why should it be any difference between one of the Rayis or any other person? And we continue on Daf Chavav and Beis, Ma'o Tema, that you may think, Nitma, Nitma, Shnei Pamim, since the Torah says the word Nitma twice, Echel Bav, Echel Bayil, and we learn out that this woman, while she's a Suffolk Saita, becomes usher to the husband and usher to the Bayil, Hechad Kam Misra Baznus. So maybe we would think that the only time that the Pashav Saita is relevant is only if she becomes usher to the Bayil because of this Nus. Aval Ha, but the Gea and Erva, Hoyle Vasur Vekaima, since she was usher to his father and to his brother, in any case, a Maloy, maybe the Pashav Saita is not relevant to them. And as Taisus at the top of the Amun points out, that in the Chanami, the Gemara never had a Havmina that she would not become usher to her husband, but the Gemara's Havmina is that she would not be able to drink from the Mayim Marim. As Taisus points out, like Isuk Lashmina and El Deshaisais, Awad Nesu Pshita, but certainly if she secludes herself with them, then she would become usher to her husband. V'chi Mishum Derais Nenu Gria, do you think that by the fact that they're an avatar, that would make it less of an Issa? And of course, she would be usher to her husband in this scenario, and the only Shaila was Benegia, the drinking of the Mayim Marim. And on that, the Gemara answers, Kamash Blon, that even though the Kina was given to one of the Arayas, she would still be able to drink from the Mayim Marim. And the Gemara continues to quote from Mishnah, Chutz Ben HaKotin, that the din of Kinoi doesn't apply where the husband warns her not to have seer with the cotton. And the Gemara brings down from the pasuk of Ishachav Isha Isa, Shech Bezerah, and we learn Isha Machmana for Loi Cotton, that the only time that the Pasha Saita applies is only by a full-fledged man and not by a cotton. Taisus holds that certainly if she actually has seer with a cotton who's less than 9 years old, whose bia is not considered a bia, therefore not only would she not drink from the Mayim Marim, but she would not become Asa at all. However, if her husband warns her about a cotton who's over 9 years old and she secludes herself with that cotton, then she'd become usher to her husband, but she would not be able to drink from the Mayim Marim based on this pasuk. And the Mishnah also stated v'she'ini ish that the din of mei saita does not apply to someone that's not a man. And the Gemara asked the mutimai, what is this coming to exclude? And the Gemara tries and states ilayim lemutei shachav. If you're going to tell us that it's coming to be mayit, that if the husband warns her not to be secluded with a shachav, and Rashi says shebasari nishchav v'kalav v'yavesh ve'im b'koyach, that he doesn't have koyach to do a complete bira, but a meisa he could do some sort of a bira. But Shmuel says shachav mekan al yadai, the husband can warn his wife about a shachav and upaisa b'tshuma, and if a shachav has beer with a woman who's asa to him and that woman was a bas kayin or she was married to a kayin, then it passes her from eating tshuma. And the Gemara asked on Shmuel mekan al yadai pshita, what is the chiddush of Shmuel that he could go and warn her about a shachav, but it seems pashut. And the Gemara answers ma'ot tema, you may have thought v'shachav isha isa shich bezera mechmana, since the Torah says that he will have a relation with her which is shich bezera v'la bar hachiu, and since the shachav can't complete his bia, therefore he's not considered someone that shachav isha isa shich bezera, and the pasuk seita would not apply to kamash blon. Therefore Shmuel's mechadish that it does apply u'paisa b'tshuma pshita, and also that he has bia with her that it passes her from eating tshuma l'chari, that's also pashut. And the Gemara says once again ma'or tema, you may think leichal zaria mechmana, the Torah warns a woman from having a bia with someone that's asatar, if she does so then it'll be mechal her children, and since it says the lashon yichal, which is a lashon rabim, so we learn out that it's not only referring to passing her children, but also passes her, and she would be considered a zayna, and she would not be able to eat truma. And maybe we'd learned isle zera lechalal, that the only time they have a din that she become a chulal is only if she has a bia with someone that can have children. The less zera lechalal, but if she has bia with a shachav who can't have children and can't complete his bia, so maybe she would not become a chulal, and maybe she would still be kosher to eat truma. Kamash blan. Therefore, Shmuel teaches us if an ishes kayin or a bas kayin has bia with a man who is a shachav, that she would still be a pasul to eat truma. But lemaisa we see that a shachav is someone that's in the category of the pasha of seita, and if a man warns his wife not to seclude herself with a shachav, then that is a valid warning and should be able to drink from the mayim amarim. The Gemara continues, ve'el lemutei v'chavim. If you're going to want to say that when the Mishnah states v'she'ini ish, that the pasha of seita doesn't apply to someone that's not an ish, it's referring to a guy. Va'amar Ravnuna, but Ravnuna taught us v'chavim mekanal yadai, that a husband can warn his wife not to seclude herself with a guy, and if she's a bas kayin or if she's an ishes kayin, if she had a beer with the levi chavim, it would pass her from tshuma. And once again, the Gemara discusses the chiddush of Rav Nuna, mekan al yadei pshita, that that l'chayr that he could warn her about a guy that seems poshut. And the Gemara explains, ma'otema, you may think nitma nitma shtei panim, since the Torah says the lashon nitma twice, and we learn out echel baal v'echel boyel, that she becomes also to husband as well as to boyel, hechad l'kamistra b'haznus, that maybe the only time the pashut seita is relevant is only when she becomes also through this nus. Aval ha, but b'negei ayvikavim, ho vastu v'kaima, since she was also through guy even before she had beer with him, a malai, maybe the pashut seita is not applicable, kamash b'lan, that the pashut seita is even applicable b'negei agai, u'paisa b'chuba pshita, and also the din ramuna tordas, that the paisa b'chuba is also pashut, and the Gemara explains, ma'otema, you might think, u'baskoyin kisil ish zorim rechmana, that since the Torah says that this baskoyin becomes possible b'chuma because she went and she had relation with an ishzar, since the Torah used the lashon of sia the ba'avaya in, so we would learn that the only time that she becomes possible b'chuma is only if she had a relationship with someone that's possible to have kedushin with. However, the la ba'avaya loy, someone that she's not possible to have kedushin with, for example, an avikavim, maybe if she would have beer with an avikavim, it would not pass from b'chuma. Therefore, kamash b'lon Rav Nuna teaches us that an avikavim would pass from b'chuma. And how do we notice midi Rav Yechon from the din of Rav Yechon? The Amr Rav Yechon Mishum Rav Yishmol, because Rav Yechon taught us in the name of Rav Yishmol, minayin le'avikavim ve'eved shabow achenes v'alaviyah v'albas yisol sher pislu. And how do we know that if a guy or an eved has relationship with a kohenes or leviyah or bas yisol that passes them from b'chuma? Shenema bas koyin kisiyah amanu gusha mishirish le'amanus v'gerishim ba. That the only time that a bas koyin goes back to her father's home and she could continue eating b'chuma is only if she had a relationship with a man and then she became an amanah gusha, and that is only referring to a person that she originally was considered married to, and therefore at this point she becomes an amanah gusha and goes back to her father's home, and at this point, as long as she didn't have any children, she could once again eat chuma. However, yatzu evichav ve'evich inle amanas v'gerishim ba, and this excludes specifically if she has a relationship with a guy or with an eved, since there's no pasha of amanas and gerishim, since kedusha would not be typhus in evichav mon eved, therefore she would never be able to go back to her father's home and eat chuma, and she becomes pasul min chuma. And the Gemara continues, ve'el lemute mai. So when our Mishnah said chutz min akotin v'she'ina ish, what is that coming to mayit? And the Gemara answers, amar papa lemute behema de'in zus behema, that the Mishnah is teaching us that if a man wants his wife not to seclude herself with a behema, and she goes and secludes herself with a behema, she does not become a safik seita, and she would not be asked to her husband. And even though, of course, if she would actually have a relationship with a behema, she would be chayiv misa. However, any relationship with a behema is not an actual znus, and as Rashi says, ein nasis zoyna bebidlus behema ve'in naseres habayla, and therefore she doesn't become asa to her husband based on such a bia. And the Gemara continues, amli ravim pazakiel rav ashi minoha milsa da am rabbanon ein znus bebehema, was the makar for this din that rabbanon stated that there's no znus by behema. And he brings a pasuk from Pashuk Kisese regarding estan zoyna, the siv, as the pasuk says, loisavi estan zoyna mechir kela beis hashem alakechel chol neda yisayiv es hashem alakechel gam shneim. The Torah teaches us that someone cannot use the payment that was given to Zayna as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So for example, if someone gives a tla as a payment to a Zayna, or he gives her yayin or shemen or silas, which can be used directly in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't go and bring that to the Beis HaMikdash. In addition, you can't use anything that was exchanged for a kelev and bring that to the Beis HaMikdash. V'tanyim, we learned to the Braisa, esna kelev mechir Zayna mutarin, that even though esna Zayna mechir kelev is asa, however, as Rashi says, esna kelev shem adam oimel Zayna, if a person tells a woman who's a Zayna, hele tla v'yiboli l'kalbi, I will pay you this tla, and I want you to be with my kelev or mechir zayna. Hoisle shivcha zayna. If a man has a shivcha who is a zayna, the chlifa b'tla, and he exchanges her for a tla to someone else, the din is that you could still use those things in the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know this would be muta? Shenem, as the pasuk says at the end of the pasuk, gam shneim shneim v'le abar, that the only time the Torah asid is only specifically two things, and only asid esen zayna mechir kelev, and not esen kelev mechir zayna. And Rashi points out that the raya is mitchamina and esen kelev muta by the fact that we said that esen and kelev would be muta. So mechlal the lav znusu, it must be that that is not considered znus, the iznusu, because if it would be znus by having a relationship with a kelev, havichay lo shem esnan, then the name of esnan would be chal on it, as lemaisa this woman has znus with something based on a payment, and that payment should become also to be given to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we have a raya that is znus but behema. And the Gemara continues that at the top of the Amid, Shmuel taught us shachav mekanan al yaday, a man can warn his wife not to seclude herself with a shachav who is a person that can't have a child. And the Gemara said that the Havmina would be that since the Torah said v'shachav ish isa shichva zera, so we would think that since he can't have a child, so he's not considered someone that's in the pashra saita kamash blan, and a man can warn his wife about a shachav as well. And the Gemara now asks, if it's true that you don't learn from this pasuk the din of shachav, then what do you use the pasuk for? And the Gemara asks, al shichva zera lamli, why does the pasuk state v'shachav ish isa shichva zera? And the Gemara answers, min boyle, l'chadatanya, it's actually needed for the following braisa, that the braisa Braisa states l'shichva zera prat l'dava acha, and we learned that the din of soita only applies to shichva zera and not to something else. And the Gemara asks, my dava acha, what are we referring to? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Sheshi is prat l'shikina l'shalei kedaka, that the word shichva zera is coming to exclude that if a husband wants his wife not to have seir with a man, and he says that I don't want you to have beer with him shalei kedaka, then that is not considered a valid warning. And the Gemara asks, Amar Rava, so Rava said to Rav Sheshi shalei kedaka mishkva ishiksiv, why would it be that it would not be a valid warning if we know b'negei all dinim and all arise in the Torah, there's no difference if you have beer with her kedaka or shalei kedaka, the same issa applies, and therefore over here also, if a husband wants her not to have beer shalei kedaka, that should be a valid warning, and therefore Elam Rava, Rava states prat l'shekina lo derech ivarim, when the Brisa states prat l'davacha, that's coming to say that if he warns her, I don't want you to seclude yourself with this man, I don't want you to lie with him bekir basa, even though you won't have beer with him, that is not a valid kinoi. And Amale Abayas, Abayas says back to Rava, Pritzusa ba'almuhu, since by lying with another man, Bekir Basa, that is not an Issa Duraisa, and there's no Issa Arayas involved, so L'chera Ein Chanami, there's Pritzusa involved, and it's not a proper thing to do, but how could you have a Avmina that it would be actually Asa, and would be a valid kinoi? Certainly that's not considered a kinoi, as the only time that something's considered a valid kinoi is only if you want her not to actually have beer with another man, and not to actually be Iva on Issa Duraisa of Eishas Ish. Elo Abaya, therefore Abaya explains, Prat L'shekina lo b'neshika, and when the Torah tells us Shichva Zera, and we learn out Prat L'davacha, it's coming to exclude that if a man tells his wife, I'm warning you not to be sassy yourself with Shimon, and I want to make sure your Aver doesn't touch his Aver, even though they're not mamish having a full, complete beer, that would not be considered a valid kinoi. Before we continue, let's just point out that we know b'negei Issa Erva, the Issa Erva applies once you have a Ara, and there's a machlokes as to the definition of a Ara. There are some that hold the Sachnosis Atara, which is only once you place the crown of Issa Makayim into the woman, and at that point you would be over the Issa Erva, and at that point it would be considered a Bia, but a Gaya Kinyanim as well. And others define Ha'ara as earlier than that, and at the point of Nashika, which is at the point that the male Eva even just comes into contact with Issa Makayim of a woman. And based on this, the Gemara continues in Issa Abaya, Hanich L'manda Ma'ara Zu Achnas Atara, what you said makes a lot of sense. According to Manda Ma'ara that holds Ha'ara is Achnas Atara, and they hold Aval Nashika V'loi Klumhi. If they only have Nashika, then it's not considered a valid Bia at all. Hayim Da'asik Kar L'muti Nashika. And therefore, this is Gufur the Makar to teach us that Nashika is not considered a valid Ha'ara at all. And that's why, if a husband goes and warns his wife that she shouldn't have Nashika with this man, that's not considered a valid Kinoi. El Manda Ma'ara Ha'ara Zu Nashika. But according to Manda Ma'ara that says, B'chol Ter Kula, the definition of Ha'ara is Nashika, Ma'ikal Meima. So why would the Torah state that it's not considered a valid Kinoi if L'chira it's a valid Bia? And therefore, certainly, this should be a valid kinoi. And based on this kasha, the Gemara now goes back to the pshat of Rava, and the Gemara states, lo'ilam l'shekina lo derech ivarim. Really, when the Braisa tells us that from the word shichva zera we learn out, prat l'dava acha, it's actually coming to a mayit that if a husband warns his wife not to have kira basa with another man, that's not considered a valid kinoi. And even though Abaye asked to Rava, the l'chira by having kira basa, that's only pritusa ba'alma, and why would the Torah have to tell us that that's not a valid kinoi? Zok the Gemara, ma'ar tema, you may think, b'kpeded ba'al tali rachmana, that b'negeir didim saita, it's totally in the Baal's Akpada, and Ubal Hakakapid, and Lemaisa, the husband was Makbid, and he told his wife he doesn't want her to seclude herself with this person, and even if they're only going to have Kiribasa, Kamash Balan, the Torah tells us that it's only when it's a Bia that has a potential for Shikhvazera that the Kino would work. However, a Kino just for Kiribasa, since there's no Shikhvazera involved, that is not considered a valid Kino, and therefore, if she just had such a Kino, she would not become a Suffolk Saita, and she would not become Asa to her husband, and she would not have to drink from the Mayim Marim, and we will stop over here.